Sorry for the technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen, but we are now on live. And let's head up to the one and only Francois Rose. She's traveling today. Take it away, Francois.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, my gosh. Here I am. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from A Divine Affair in Healdsburg, California. Yes, Healdsburg is in Sonoma County and about 600 miles from the desert. This is wine country with not one, two, or three, but I hear 11 zones. I don't know. We'll find out more about that later. But it is gorgeous up here. Now, Valley is back in the station waiting to take your calls and all this. We have no idea what was going on, but we're not blaming anybody. It's just one of those typical traveling with Francois on the road, technical difficulties. I don't know anymore. But today, like I say, we are calling from Healdsburg, and it is beautiful up here. Now, let me ask you, when was the last time you went to a hotel where there was a little note in the lobby saying, went to the store, but we'll be back in 5 minutes. Here's the key to your room. It doesn't happen very often, but it happened at the Camellia Inn, and that's just the beginning of a really wonderful, wonderful experience for me. Now, I'm staying in the Tiffany room. It's spacious, jacuzzi tub, fireplace, but what is interesting, there is no TV, no phones, and I thought, this will be interesting, but I have not even missed them. The Wi-Fi is wonderful. I don't even care about the television. I have my cell phone if I need to make a call, and there's a community room there. So if you need your television fixed, well, you just go to the community room. Now, the numbers you need to know, and I suggest you write them down or program these into your phones, they are 760-320-8255. That is 760-320-8255. Or toll free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And remember, you can listen live or online anywhere in the world by going to newstalk920.com or visit travelingwithfrancois.com. There is a link on the homepage, and that's going to send you right to the live feed. Now, on today's program, we're going to talk a little Coachella Valley, not much because we kind of messed around so much in the beginning getting us on the air, but we will talk a tiny bit, but it's all about Healdsburg and what makes this town so special. Besides the winery, besides the great food, besides the wonderful people, we're going to tell you why you, on your next trip up north, or you don't even have to be going up north, you just need to make a trip to Healdsburg and really see what all the buzz is about, because there is a lot of buzz going on about this town. Now, I must say, and you've heard me say it over and over and over, that Prescott has been one of my favorite smaller towns. I love the town square. I like being able to walk and just park downtown, and that's it, walk around the friendly people. But I have to say, Healdsburg now might just take the place of Prescott. Yeah, they might be knocked off the number one spot because it really is a quaint, charming area. It's trendy, it's upbeat, but they've still been able to retain the charm of when the town was founded back in the late 1800s, and I like that. And the town square, beautiful. I always enjoy a town square. Now, speaking of food, I am sitting, like I said earlier, at A Divine Affair on Healdsburg Avenue, and there's indoor and outdoor seating. It's beautiful, extensive wine selection, the best steamed clams and mussels I've ever had. I had last night. They were phenomenal. I don't want to give the chef's secret away because it's owner-operated, but she had these red chili peppers in the sauce. The flavor just, the mussels and the clams just soaked up the flavor of the chilies in the broth. So I'm going to have to try that at home. I probably won't do it right, but I'm going to have to try that at home. But the meal here was fantastic, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on as well. Now, my guests today are Lucy Lewand, owner of the Camellia Inn, Linda Viviani of Viviani Destination Management, Craig Schmidt, CEO of Healdsburg Chamber of Commerce, and Kayleen Nowak, owner and chef of A Divine Affair. So we have a great lineup for you. And, yes, we are on 2 hours. Don't despair. We just had a little bit of a late start. Now, on today's show, I don't know what we're going to do about the prizes. We're going to kind of play this all by ear. We'll probably fit one in at the last of this hour. And then in the second hour, you're going to be registering to win your own Chocolate Wednesday two-night stay at the Camellia Inn here in Healdsburg. Yeah, that's Chocolate Wednesday. Yummy. And this will be a two-night stay at the Camellia Inn, and you're going to love this inn. It's just fabulous. Now, plus, everybody who wins something on the show, you always receive a free 8-ounce frozen yogurt from any of the Golden Spoon frozen yogurts here in the Valley. That's normal, so we won't worry about that. And now yesterday morning, I was not on KESQ3 TV because I was here. But I will be back next Saturday with video from Healdsburg, so you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about and the aroma coming out of the kitchen. I don't know how I'm going to concentrate because the aroma is fantastic. So by the time Traveling with Françoise is finished in this lovely town, you are going to know all about it. Now, if you want free access to everything that I have on the website, just go to my website, Traveling with Françoise, and join up for Club Françoise. And speaking of contests, from now on I have the webpage dedicated to contests. Need to be 18 years of age or older. Check it out. It's right there, contest page, again, on my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. So, again, the numbers you need to know are 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And I do say this every week. You can listen live online anywhere in the world. If you're getting out of your car, go turn the computer on. Newstalk920.com will get you right there. Or, again, go to my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Now, my life last week, it was a short week. I mostly stayed home and worked around the house and cooked a lot, and that's about it because I was getting ready to come up here to Healdsburg. And on the way, I stopped in Gilroy, I stopped in San Francisco, and I finally made my 600-mile trip day and a half later. It took me a little while to get here just because I made some stops along the way. But it was certainly well worth it and a lot of fun. Now, again, we will have trivia at the end of the show. I think we'll go ahead and do trivia, but we'll worry about that later. We were going to take our first break, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to jump right into our very first guest, which is Lucy Lewan, owner of the Chameleon Inn. Good morning, Lucy.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, oh, good. She speaks loud because we are doing this once again, and Steve Kelly will say, Françoise, don't ever tell people what's going on, but we're doing this from a speakerphone. So, but we are live on the air, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Now, you are the owner and operator of the Chameleon Inn. And give us a little history about the inn.
Well, my parents lived in Southern California and got interested in wine, and my mother turned 50 and decided she had to do different with her life, so they moved up here to start a bed and breakfast, which was kind of crazy because that's almost 30 years ago now. Mm. And the house itself was built in 1869 by a fellow named Ransom Powell, and he made his money hauling freight in the and then came over to Healdsburg. And Healdsburg, actually, the people here were kind of rebels a little bit. They wanted to be far enough away from Sonoma, so there was a little trading post here, and most of the town was based on lumber, and actually, Buckle of the Prune Belt before it became a wine area. So.
Oh, geez. But there's so much agriculture besides winery. And so now the inn is only nine rooms.
Right,
but
nine
this
rooms.
Is huge.
It's a big house.
It's a big house. Yes, it's a really large house. And you go back to the molding. The inside is phenomenal. The molding on
right.
the ceilings, and I'm talking about.
There's like a cornice, a crown molding.
The crown molding.
And
that's
then
what it's
the
called.
The ceiling medallions in our parlor are just. They're probably 5 feet wide. They're beautiful, all plaster. I cleaned up all of that with a toothbrush when we first moved in. So.
Oh, my. Yeah, the work I can imagine is never endless. But the decorating is beautiful, very comfortable feel. It's very homey feeling
right.
is what I like about it. And some people worry a little bit about inns and stuff, that it might be one way too frilly or whatever. But this
right.
is very comfortable, very relaxed. There's a lot of seating for if you don't want to be in your room. I've been very much enjoying being in my room. But you can go sit in the lobby and
right.
socialize.
We have a big double parlor with beautiful marble fireplaces that were carved from Italy, original coal-burning fireplaces. And, yeah, we've tried to make it really comfortable and friendly. That's our goal. So we have some nice antiques, but they're not fancy. Nothing
mm-hmm.
about we're elegant, but not fancy and comfortable, and not too foo-foo.
And the bed is very, very comfortable. Now you have nine rooms, but there's so much more to the inn than just the nine rooms. You have the television room, you have the pond,
right.
you have the pool. Tell us about everything that goes on out in the pool,
sure.
and you have the wine tastings
right.
and.
Well, my family we have our own little winery called Camellia Cellars, and so I'm lucky enough that my family makes the wine, and I just get to drink it and share it with my guests. So we have a wine and cheese tasting every night at 5:30 till about 7, either down by the pool this time of year. It's really nice. We have a great trumpet vine and nice lounge chairs and tables for everybody to sit by the pool. We also, in the winter, have it in the parlors. We have big double parlors where with lots of couches and just have, you know, wine and cheese so people can get to know each other if they want and help decide about what they're going to do for dinner and what wineries they visited during the day. So, it's, you know, it's a fun time to get to know some other people from all over the world.
And you, you meet new people every day.
Every day.
The stories you hear.
Yep, every day.
Every day. And this morning when I was at breakfast, which the French toast, you make breakfast yourself.
I do.
Oh, geez. There was sausage and fruits and French toast and juices and cereals. And I met some very interesting people there. A fellow writes for a computer magazine
right.
and some travelers. And really interesting. Everybody has a different story that stops at the end.
Definitely.
And that's what makes it fun. Now, in location, in regards to the town of Healdsburg, how close are you?
Well, we're lucky. My mom picked Healdsburg, and at that time, 30 years ago, it wasn't much of it. It was really a farm town, and the plaza was beautiful but half boarded up. But we're just two and a half blocks from the square, and now there's probably 10 amazing restaurants you can walk to, including Divine Affair. And so you can walk to everything, and it's great. We have off-street parking. So you can go out wine tasting through the day and then come back and relax by the pool and just walk to dinner. So you could even come and never use your car if you wanted to.
And I like that. For me, I really enjoy that. I don't mind driving around and seeing the area, but if I can walk the area, I don't know. That's one of my favorite things. And you have the beautiful town square.
Right. And our town is right on the Russian River, so there's a lot of river sports, and it's just a beautiful area.
It I think Healdsburg, myself, I would consider it a year-round destination. I don't care what anybody says about all the wine events and all that sort of stuff. Myself, I could definitely see this a year-round destination easily.
Well, I'm sure Craig will be sharing some.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful Christmas time here as well, but, you know, it is a year-round destination. I have some vacation rentals right in town, too, and I have one couple that comes every year from Minnesota for the month of January because it's always better here, the weather, in January than it is in Minnesota. So.
Oh, yeah, well, right now it's better than what's in the desert because I think our weather's 110 or something today, and it's really going to heat up, and this weather has been beautiful, kind of cool in the morning, folks, a little cloudy, overcast, but then by 11, like right now, the sun is out, and it will be warm because I'm going to river raft this afternoon,
yep.
So which should be very interesting. But the weather's going to be nice and warm, and it's been beautiful every afternoon. Now, you are a pet-friendly?
We are. We have several rooms that can accommodate, you know, small dogs. I actually one time had a lady who had a snake and several birds, as well as a cat or a dog. She was odd, yeah. One of the oddest.
But see, so Lucy doesn't mind odd folks, and we can all, you never know, we all have our odd little points about it, so we don't worry about odd.
That's very unusual. Yeah. Most people are normal.
I don't know, that's a whole other show on itself. We won't even get into that one. My listeners are all going, yeah, Francois, we don't know about the normal
right.
thing. Now, you and I were talking the other day about everything that goes on with an inn, and I was saying what some of the things that I hear from people is the misconception of not knowing the interacting with the other people. They're not knowing if their room's going to be private or not. A lot of
right.
people, and it's so easy to go online and your website. Everybody, just go to the website Camellia Inn. It's CamelliaInn.com. Very simple. In fact, I want to ask you about the flowers, too.
Sure.
But you were saying that the big misconception, or the biggest fear of people going to inns was the innkeeper.
Right. They're afraid that the innkeeper's going to be, like, too intrusive or strange. And most innkeepers are fairly normal, you know. We all have our unique personalities, but... like in my inn, we have kind of a balance. If you want a lot of attention from me, you can get it. But if you want your privacy, that's fine,
that's
you know.
Fine.
And so we try to be good hosts, but not intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can interact with other people, or you can go in your lounge chairs way away from everybody. So you know, same at breakfast. So
and do either or. So I think, folks, if that was in your mind, which I laughed when I heard that, because I can imagine that would be the number one fear.